This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for the December the 12th, 2023. The patient's name is Barbara Sands. The last name is S-A-N-D, like in Delta S. First name, Barbara. Clinical case of a 63-year-old African-American female. Who is a patient of Dr. Kondla's, K-U-N, November, D like in Delta, L like in Lima, A like in Alpha, S like in Sierra, K-U-N-D-L-A-S. Who refers this patient to this practice because of the presence of a resistant hypertension. The patient, as far as she remembers, she has been with hypertension in the early since she was in the early 20s. The patient has been taking medication on and off in order to control the hypertension. In 2013, the patient had a osteosarcoma of the left thigh that was surgically removed. And in 2020, the patient was found diabetic. The progression of the diabetes has been aggressive. The blood sugar has never been under control. According to the referral, the hemoglobin A1C has been getting progressively higher. And we have documentation that demonstrate this progression. In March of 2023, the hemoglobin A1C was 10.3. And before that, in October of 2022, it was 8.8. Period. At the beginning of 2023, a patient had a microalbumin creatinine ratio in the urine that was less than 30. Period. In talking to a patient, I know that she has been not following a specific type of diet. And I also know that she has been drinking a copious amount of fluid. Period. Her kidney function has been normal. The serum creatinine, the latest one that on June 5th, 2023 was 0.69, and the BUN is 8 with an estimated GFR of 97. We have to keep in mind that this patient has hyperfiltration because of the presence of hyperglycemia. Period. The hypertension has been most likely associated to the fact that the patient has a blood sugar that is way out of control, that leads her to persistent thirst and hyperfiltration with polyuria, and the patient is drinking almost a gallon of water per day. Period. At this point, rather than started her in different medications for the blood sugar control, we are going to encourage the patient, and we had a lengthy discussion with her regarding the necessary changes in the lifestyle. We explained in detail the diet, and we also recommended the patient to follow Weight Watchers. That is going to make a substantial contribution, along with the decrease in the sodium intake and cut down the administration of fluids. Period. This is going to tell us and give us an idea of the necessary adjustments in the therapy, not only for the diabetes, but for the hypertension, period. It is also important to consider secondary causes of hypertension. For that reason, we are going to order a renal Doppler ultrasound bilateral in the renal arteries to rule out renovascular hypertension. We are going to assess the adrenal function, and we're going to get an abdominal CT scan for those purposes. Once we have the information together, we will be able to make the necessary adjustments. Number two, arterial hypertension, and the patient is advised to continue taking the same medications that she was prescribed before. And those medications include clonidine, hydrochlorothiazide, losartan. Following number, bronchial asthma, that is treated with the administration of albuterol. Following number, overweight, the patient has a BMI of 30. Following number, sarcoma of the left femoral area that was excised in 2013. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. I am going to keep Dr. Conglas informed of the progress. Once we get the ordered laboratory workup and imaging, we'll evaluate the patient again. A paragraph of the time spent referral, interpretation and revision, it was 25 minutes, in the face-to-face 35 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes.